Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and their virtual annual meeting is Saturday. That's right, coming up this Saturday at 2 o'clock. So you want to register for that to say, hey, I'm going to participate in the virtual meeting. Why do you want to register? Well, because you could win some great prizes. So register, also submit questions to be answered on the virtual live stream, and also vote for officers. You do that at the MTE offices or by phone. You can find out all the details at mte.com/annual meeting. Well, it is our monthly meeting with Jennifer Sanchez of Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody back in school. Do you have anybody in school at your house?
I do. Yeah. I have a college student, but he'll be starting in 2 weeks to Motlow in Tullahoma. And then I've got two other in Cascade and Bell Buckle. Oh, so okay. I've got a senior and a sophomore.
Okay.
I
knew that your kids were older, just not not exactly where they fell on the academic. So a senior,
another senior. Yeah. We're really excited about it. And we really, really like Cascade School. It's been such a great school for my kids. And they started off all their the youngest in grade school and the other two in junior high. So, and they've gone through all of high school there. So it's been a great school. We like that district.
I guess it is kindergarten through 12th grade there, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. All three schools are really super close to each other, but there are three buildings.
Wow.
So yeah.
Nice.
It is.
Well, I know that back to school time also means that Michael is back out on the road. Not that he slows down very much, but
no, he does not slow down very much. He is, and he actually. So apparently Arizona's already back in school. It's always amazing, amazes me when I look where he's at and where schools start. So Arizona must be more of a year-round school. They must just take a longer summer break, but they're in school. So he's already been, his first stop in there was Prescott and Cottonwood. So he's been in both of those cities and gone to schools there. And they've already got 32 states schools lined up. So we're doing really, so far so good. I'm obviously schools will start jumping on in as they start going back in again, but right now we got 32 states on board, and he's going to Canada and he's going to UK.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Nice. I was surprised too when I saw that. I'll have to ask him about that. So I think that's really awesome.
He needs to bring back maple syrup from Canada.
Oh, okay. I'll ask him to do that for me. He probably would, too.
I'm sure he would.
He would. But yeah, he is back in schools again. And my kiddos are in school. I know Rutherford, I think they started last Wednesday or Friday. Mm-hmm. So I think this is their first full week of school. So yeah, I do know more up north, like I've got nieces and nephews, they start either the very last week of August or the very first week of September. So I know north is a little bit later on too.
I think MTSU, their first day back is the 25th.
Yes, so that sounds right.
They'll be moving in pretty quick.
Yes, I do have my college students. I've got one that was off and they're back now. So my college students that work with me, they'll be starting back up and on the 25th.
And being so close to the university, I would imagine you get a lot of customers from MTSU.
I do. And we can already see it. We can already see the influx of parents walking in with college age students looking for furniture or dishes or something like that. So you already see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody getting back and, our growing city that's already busting at the seams really starts to do so when the MTSU students are back.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I know. I think they're building another school or something. I mean, I feel like there's a school popping up everywhere you drive. So,
So, and Rutherford County Schools opened up its 52nd campus this year.
Jeez.
Yeah. In the Blackman area.
Okay. I believe it because it's, again, houses. I mean, I do pickups on Wednesdays and I'm driving all around the borough. I mean, I go from one end to the other and I'll even go into Las Casas area up to Smyrna. Into Shelbyville. So I mean, I kind of get that that wide range. And every time I feel like I'm driving, I'm like, oh my gosh, there goes more houses going up, a lot of building, new construction everywhere I feel like I drive. So, or another school, there's like, oh, there's another school popping up. So I see quite a bit when I'm out on Wednesdays.
I heard in a recent city meeting, so you can tell I lead an exciting life watching those things on YouTube, but it was mentioned that the Blackman, if you took the Blackman community itself and it was its own city,
yeah,
it would be the sixth or seventh largest city in Tennessee.
Oh my gosh.
Just the Blackman area.
I believe that.
Isn't that crazy?
I believe that.
Yeah. That's where the new school was built. I think that's what they were talking about.
Yeah.
The new elementary. And they just built the elementary school and they're building a middle school right next to it. So
yeah. I mean, it is, it's huge, and it's levels. I mean, it is, it's not a small one. I mean, it's up. Tall. Yeah, it's up. It's up. So yeah, it's a big school.
That's what happens when you run out of space. You go up with those things. But
you do.
We mentioned Michael and being back in schools, and of course the Steered Straight nonprofit. The thrift store funds the nonprofit's work.
Yes. Yes, sir. So yeah, they've been doing this for, I think this is now their 19th year. So him and his wife, Darla, they've been running the Steered Straight Inc. ministry part and going into schools, going into prisons, doing Para Academy, I'm excited. He's actually doing one in Eaglesville this Friday. I'm going to go watch him. So he's doing a Parent Academy there. So I'm excited about that. But anyway, so yeah, they've been doing this. I believe this is their 19th year, and they're going at it, and they're doing really well. They live in McMinnville area. We've got a sister thrift store there in McMinnville, and their heart in the ministry is also for they're building little houses for women and kids who women have come out of addiction and they've got kiddos and they're trying to get onto the right path. And then eventually they're going to build a building for men to help them to, again, getting out of addiction, getting them on the right path. So they just, their heart is huge and big and wide, and it goes all over the place. And yes, the store is about 6 years old now, and we back them. So, because not every school's got money. Obviously, people can just kind of think that, you know, some Blackman area has got money. Little town and little school maybe in McMinnville, maybe not so much.
Yeah.
So the schools that don't have money, he does not want to leave any kid behind. He will go there still. So once we book a school, they start looking around to other schools that might be able to take him. And if they're like, we don't have the budget for him, that's not a problem. That's where the store comes into play. And then our profits help him that next day rental or staying in the hotel one more night to go to the school the next day, whatever that might look like. So that's where our profit goes into, is keeping him out there.
Jennifer Sanchez is joining us today from Steered Straight and Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. The store is on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Last month, you had a celebration, did you
not? We did. Yeah, it was wonderful. We had a customer appreciation weekend, and it was a lot of fun. We had Kona Ice out there. I had live music from Beach Grove Bob. Him and Rusty are so much fun. Mm. And just lots of sales and tons of people. It was really good. We had a really good time. And yeah, that's kind of like when I know I hit that, I'm like, oh, there goes summer. So, and it is. Like, I feel
it's gone.
It's,
yeah.
I know. We're still in the 90s, so it's still feeling like it. Yay. Yeah. But yeah, school being started, people are already walking in going, oh, where's your coats and your hoodies? I'm like, it's 92 out. But it is happening. So at the very end, the last week of August will be our big clothing and shoe sale to be done with summer clothes and flip-flops and sandals. And that week we'll start everything. We'll start off at 30% and eventually we'll end at 75% off on all of that. And that new week going into September will begin fall. All of our fall clothes will be coming out, fall and winter, and fall decor and Halloween decor will all be following suit in September.
Is I would think Halloween is a big time for you guys in the thrift store, isn't it?
Oh yeah, people love it. I mean, because really amazing, like the older Halloween items that come in, you're like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
I remember my mom putting that up somewhere. So can you remember, like, so the paper, like stuff that you'd put on your windows or whatever, so like the cardboard, like thin cardboard of a ghost or a skeleton,
yeah,
or even like Charlie Brown, something like that. And we actually had that cardboard thing that you put up, and it's like, and you could see the tape they put where the same tape went every time, and they took it off gently and they put it around the corners. I'm like, I remember doing that. I remember decorating, helping my mom decorate, and of course eventually that stuff rips.
Oh yeah,
and it's all done with. But yeah, it's, I love seeing the old stuff. I'm like, yep, I remember that. I remember that. Once upon a time.
I would think that, you know, clothing, people trying to put together, you know, Halloween costumes,
yes,
and needing some specialty item, or maybe they come in and say, whatever I'm going to be for Halloween is coming from the store, you know?
Yeah, and they do. A lot of people do, especially college kids. You know, they want to go, they're going to some Halloween party or whatever that might look like. So they do. They go through our stuff. They try to figure it all out. We do. We'll get all the costumes ready. Anything that we're like, ooh, that's definitely very Halloween-ish, we'll put that aside too and put that with our costumes and stuff like that. So yeah,
you know, the notice at the big retail stores now, they already have the big coats and all that. I almost seem like they do it too early.
I think so too,
because people are still looking for, you know, short sleeve shirts and shorts, and they're hard to find, but not at your place apparently.
Not at my place. No, we still have, and actually right now all of my tank tops are 50% off. So I've got tank tops 50% off, and actually all my school supplies and office supplies are 50% off. So, and that'll be for the rest of this week. So I do have a few things that are on sale right now for the back to school, and still, again, it's still 92 out.
I know. It's nuts.
I know. I don't get it either, but I'm like, I get there. I understand retail wise. And so I still feel like even it's still a little early to get rid of summer stuff, but
they have their back to school items out, you know,
yeah,
of course, but to find a short sleeve shirt or a pair of shorts is like impossible.
It's hard. It is hard right now. So I still have all that, but like, yes, please come on in. Yeah, like I said, I've got tank tops 50% off, all my office and school supplies 50% off. And then, like I said, the last week of August, bam, that will be my all my clothes, all my shoes. It'll be 30 to 75% off because I need to move it on out now.
Yeah. I didn't think about shoes. You have a pretty good selection, I guess.
We do. We have we have a really good selection of shoes. I'm always really excited and happy to kind of see them. Like, I mean, we do. We have really good donors.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, hands down, we've just got really good donors that come in and just be like, I want to give to you guys. I believe in your ministry. I want to back a non-for-profit and not give to a for-profit place. And so, and we hear that all the time, and that's why we get the pickups on Wednesdays, and I'm booked out like a couple weeks in advance, and which is awesome beyond awesome. And I just have really good donors, and I'm very thankful for that. So like yard sale items, whatever's left over, bring it to us. And even if we can't use it, I have a homeless give area, so we still will give stuff that maybe I don't feel like I can put $5 on, but it's not still that bad. So we do have a homeless give area, and then I do have another ministry that I give to. So we keep pressing on, we keep moving on. I don't throw away much. I mean, it's broken,
yeah,
or it came in smelling not great, but I mean, it's, yes, overall, hands down, I just got really good donors.
Things that that come in, they're put to use.
They are, absolutely.
I mean, you've got a thrifter running a thrift store, so.
I do. Oh my gosh. I mean, all of our, I'm always looking, I'm like, what can I improve in? I mean, all of our cabinets that display our stuff, that was all given to us. Like, that was all donated at some point. And if I get something in, I'm like, oh, I can rearrange. I can now sell this piece and I'll put this piece here. So I'm always looking to see what can I change around? What can I make better? And then I'll just sell that next piece. So
1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard,
yes,
is,
sir,
where you can find Steered Straight 2 Furniture and Thrift. As you're headed down MLK, if you're going toward Rutherford Boulevard area, right there on the left before you get to the intersection with Middle Tennessee, can't miss it. If you are an old timer here. Remember where AG Sporting Goods or the bakery was across from the old Roses? That's really taking us back. Mm-hmm. You'll know exactly where to find Steered Straight to Furniture and Thrift. Jennifer, as always, it's good to catch up.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Don't forget, end of the month, all of the summer clothing going to fly out of the store, we hope. Mm-hmm. So stop on by again, 1007 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And that's going to do it for our show today. Want to thank you so very much for tuning in. And we'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of Rutherford Issues. If you missed part of the program, came in late, you can listen back to the podcast. It'll be up in a couple of minutes here. Stay with us.